Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Welcome to my series, The Raising of the Dead, where I'm gathering stories from the Bible where God raised people back to life. Now, don't be fooled. I'm not talking about resuscitation, but actually bringing people back from the dead. My first story is one from the series of Jesus. Jesus and a small band of disciples were traveling by foot out of Jesus' hometown. The crowd that walked with him was enormous. The walk was slow as Jesus spent time teaching his disciples as they walked. The city of Nain could be seen a distance away with a crowd working its way out of town. As he approached the city, it was clear that the oncoming crowd was for a funeral party. It was here at the city gate the two crowds met with Jesus at the front of the crowd. The funeral party was for a man who had died that was the only child of a widow that lived in the city. She was so easy to pick out of the crowd. Jesus did the most unorthodox thing. He grabbed the coffin, and both crowds stopped at the city gate. The widow was grieving with tears pouring down her cheeks, and Jesus felt compassion for her, saying, "Woman, do not weep." He looked at the dead man and said in a loud voice so all could hear, "Young man, I say to you, arise!" The dead man sat up and started talking. Jesus helped him out of the coffin and presented the resurrected man to his mother. Fear gripped the crowd as Jesus continued on his journey. And when he was a short distance away, the crowd started glorifying God and saying, "A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people." Word spread quickly throughout the surrounding districts at what Jesus had done. My story today is one of those short stories tucked away in the middle of a chapter, somewhat out of place. I encourage you to read it for yourself. It can be found in the book of Luke, chapter 7, verses 11 through 17. Next, step back into time to the prophet Elijah. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.